Well, Rebecca, off to another part of the world. This week we marked the 20th anniversary of the genocide in Rwanda. And this is an interesting story, too. President Paul Kagame, the president of Rwanda, came out and said that France bore some responsibility for that genocide, suggesting that because the Rwandan military at that time that was participating in the slaughter of Tutsis had been trained and supported by France, that France continued to support the Hutu government as the killing began, that French peacekeepers appeared to take sides and allowed perpetrators to flee through French-controlled areas, and that, in fact, a lot of these people have went to France and are living with impunity. So, you know, guilty of participation? I mean, is this really, you know, where we are on this? France is guilty of genocide?
Well, this is an ongoing issue. Kagame, of course, was part of the Tutsi rebel group that eventually took over and has been leading the country ever since. And he's made these claims several times. And in fact, in both countries, commissions have been put together at various times to investigate this. The committee in France in the 1990s determined that there was no wrongdoing by the French, that they perhaps made some mistakes, but they were not culpable for any wrongdoing in the actual genocide. And then a recent or more recent commission in Rwanda that came out and said that they were not only responsible for the genocide or for allowing it to happen, but that some French soldiers actually took part in it. This has led to discussions between the two countries essentially being stalled until 2009. So there was a little bit of surprise that he came back out now when relations are improving, when there was a trial recently in Paris to go after one of these Rwandans that's been indicted on charges of genocide. So there looked to be a little bit of progress, and then this comes right on the heels of the commemoration of the 20th anniversary.
But commemorations often give us an opportunity, right, to go back and think about these things and perhaps reopen wounds, or in this case, maybe even expose wounds that haven't fully been healed. I mean, it's been, you know, only 20 years, and there's still a lot of – there hasn't been the reconciliation and time for that reconciliation and forgiveness and healing.
There hasn't been a lot of time for reconciliation. The French are obviously angry about this. But if we think about it, 20 years, it's maybe a generation. You have children that were alive during this time. You have the results of war rape, something that was very prevalent during the Rwandan genocide. So the children of these women that were raped are now coming of age as well. So those animosities continue. We'll continue to have some issues within the country and certainly issues between Rwanda and France going forward.